This is EdTech Weekly. On today's show, we discuss Camp Google, Microsoft HoloLens and the $100,000 research contest, and France's first state-recognized bachelor degree entirely in the form of a MOOC, or a massive open online course. We've been pretty inconsistent on our podcast release dates, and this is no exception. We're not coming out on Sunday, but you know, I kind of feel like our listeners deserve better, Matt. Don't they deserve better?
I think that they do. I think we need to dig down deep, give it all that we have, and make sure that we're timely.
That's, you know, that almost sounded like I could see this in like a football movie, and you were just rallying the team and ready for the second half comeback, the inevitable comeback. I like that. I'm fired up. So hopefully, sorry, you were going to say?
Oh, no, I wasn't.
Okay. So hopefully we can get there, and we're working on it. And remember, this is our this is more of our hobby. We're trying to turn it into something more, and we have other jobs, so we're trying our best. Okay, so go easy on us. Matt, let's start with our first story. Engadget reports that Google's next science camp starts on July the 13th. I guess that's a couple days ago now, Matt. It's a pretty cool online camp that kids can participate in. It includes a live chat with astronauts and some other cool stuff. It's set up to tackle a different subject each week. I believe there's 4 weeks of it: space, ocean, nature, and then a music week. There's badges to be earned and a lot of other cool stuff. Matt, I went to northern Minnesota for my summer camp. This one takes place wherever you have an internet connection. What do you think of this camp, Matt? Have you looked at it?
Oh, yeah, no, I think it's pretty cool. And I like the way that they are actually partnering together with other groups, National Geographic, Khan Academy, the National Park Service, which is always needing a little boost sometimes. I just think it's really, really cool. Like, kids can go out and use technology and find a way, you know, to sort of interact with it in a better way.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Google is always kind of on the forefront of this kind of stuff. And it's a neat way for kids to experience different things. You know, if they're going to be online and they're going to be on their computer during the summer, you know, and we're from Florida and it gets hot down here. So indoor isn't a bad thing in the air conditioning. And this is a cool way for kids to interact with some new things. And as Google only can do, they do some neat ways of interacting, like you said, with some other big name sort of educational worlds and also the badges that can be earned and all that. So, I mean, I wouldn't trade my summer camp experience, but I wish this would have been available as well.
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, just going to supplies, it tells you in without using technology other than the laptop that you need to find this stuff, but how to make an egg float, 3 eggs, water, spoon for stirring, table salt, measuring cups, 3 tall clear glasses. I mean, I don't know. I feel like they're bringing the arts and crafts stuff and how you can learn about all of this stuff and then bring it into your home or whatever area they're using it in. I mean, I also went to camp, but it was winter camp in Minnesota, so a little bit different.
Well, summer camp kind of felt like winter camp to me up there, being from Florida.
I don't know. They have mosquitoes that are the size of your head.
Yeah, I think we only had them the size of like golf balls, so that is better.
I must have been on a different, you know, might have been on Terraria at that point. But I just think it's a really cool way to, you know, get everybody to interact with it.
Agreed. It's good, and it takes place for a while, and it looks like it's one of those things you can kind of do on your own pace besides some of the, you know, more interactive features like the internet astronaut chat and that sort of stuff. So send your students there if you're in summer school. Send your kids there. Check it out yourself. It's pretty cool. Our next story, Matt, and Engadget is reporting that Microsoft is conducting a research proposal contest for universities and other labs that will get them $100,000 if their proposal for using HoloLens is selected. First, HoloLens is sort of an augmented reality, virtual reality device that Microsoft is trying to kind of use on their platforms. Am I getting that right, Matt? Is that what HoloLens is?
The HoloLens program, I think you pretty much have it down.
It's different ways for people to interact with their computer or their other devices like that. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, if you click on the thing about HoloLens, it pretty much references Halo the whole time. It just HoloLens is a new way of manipulating things and, you know.
Yeah, so I guess what they're trying to do here, and it makes sense, right? Try to get other people to find ways for you to use this, right? And it's definitely worth these research grants if even one of these things pans out to be something that a lot of people use. And getting an education is a great idea because it's just a different way of looking at things. And again, anytime there's a new way to sort of look at an old paradigm, like a computer, interact with that sort of thing, I think you can definitely make some gains in education. But again, somebody's got to do the work to find out, is it actually something people would want? And is it going to be something that actually produces learning gains for students?
Yeah, no, I absolutely. I think their biggest problem is probably going to be just finding people who can dig in enough. I think it's great if they can find one or two, five would be best, of different people who can use this dev kit to come up with something amazing. I sort of feel a little bit like this is a Google Glass, like it seems awesome and cool and you can do all the stuff with it, but
is it really? I wonder, is this a warning sign for Microsoft? I mean, I no doubt they spent a lot of money in development for this, but is this a sign that they're not sure what to do with this? I mean, is that a scary, if you're a Microsoft investor, are you worried here?
No, they have so many products out there, and I don't think that you should be nervous about this if you're an investor. Not that this is what we should be talking about.
Well, but there's some teachers who are investors, no doubt.
Yeah.
Just not big scale, maybe, but
I personally don't think that this is going to make or break anything. It gets them talking about what Microsoft is doing, and if they can come up with something, it's great. I mean, look at Google Glass. I mean, the biggest thing that's really come out of that is finding out that Google was, you know, sort of tongue-in-cheek in a lot of different ways. They were talking about how amazing it was going to be, and a lot of people bought into it, and I've met a couple of people who have Google Glass, and they still swear by it and say it's the greatest thing that's ever come by.
I noticed you said met a couple of people. You didn't say friends, though. You wouldn't be friends with those type of people.
No.
It is a little odd if you see it. I've never seen one in the wild, so to speak, but seeing it on pictures and videos, it seems a little odd, but again, that doesn't mean that it won't catch on at some other iteration. So
no, now seeing somebody walk by and constantly tapping, you know, their glasses is creepy.
It's a little odd, yeah. Let's move on to our next story. This one's not quite as odd at all. It's actually kind of cool, especially if you're into online classes. TechCrunch is reporting that Open Classrooms is launching its first MOOC-based bachelor degree, and it's recognized by the French state. It's pretty cool that a bachelor's degree can be obtained completely in a MOOC. Again, that's massive online open course, massive open online course, one of those. And it'll be significantly cheaper, so about $300 a month as opposed to about $6,000 a year it would cost at the IESA Multimedia Academy, I think it is. I guess this is a good get for Open Classroom, right? I mean, to be able to have a fully functional bachelor's degree that the French state recognizes on their platform.
Yeah, and then it being paired up against or alongside of IESA Multimedia means that the class is already going to be there. It just seems, on one hand, it's great that you can reach out a lot more people and, you know, have more and more people participating in stuff like this. It just seems like a, hey, we have this, you know, way that we can continue to monetize our classrooms and all that.
It seems to me like, is this just watering down the bachelor's degree even more than it already is? I mean, is it going to be that difficult to get a bachelor's degree in a massive open online course? I mean, I don't see it could be that difficult based on some of the online courses I've done.
Oh, I don't think I think over time in the beginning, you're going to see it flood the marketplace with a lot of people who are obtaining bachelor degrees, you know, maybe not earning them the way that one normally would.
Right.
But that's a self-correction model. Over time. I mean, right now you constantly see memes that exist on the internet talking about the person who has a degree in literature working at Starbucks. I mean, there's constantly going to be people who are, you know, thinking that something else isn't as, you know, great because it's not what they did.
Well, so. you're not working at Starbucks, Matt, so I think we're all right.
No, I know.
I wonder if maybe you just see the literature thing because that's
no, it's anything that has to do with liberal arts. Liberal arts generally It's just the way that it's sort of brought about. I mean,
Yeah, I understand that. I think as a history major, I definitely it was like, you know, hey, great, you got a bachelor's degree in history. Now, what are your options? Not a whole lot, you know. You could teach or possibly work in a collections, a library or something like that. But yeah, it's or a museum. Do you think though, Matt, that this massive open online course format is going to eventually say bye-bye to universities altogether? I mean, down the road, years and years, are we talking about universities saying, hey, you know, having a brick and mortar place is not the way to do it. Let's go and just do completely online.
I think we're having that argument right now, as far as for profit versus traditional. You have for
Okay.
profit that exists solely online, and you have for profit that have brick and mortar. And I think it's kind of the same thing. I mean, I don't think that an open classroom like this is going to do away with traditional university, because I think there's always going to be a marketplace, and people that wish to go to those. I just think it gives another avenue to people.
Beer pong must be played. That we need to have a place to do that. I mean, where are we going to do it if we don't do it at universities? It feels silly anywhere else.
Well, online university bar meetups at, your local, tap and tavern.
There you go. We've just given you a great idea for your next app. The a program to play beer pong online. Make it happen.
Or to meet up and then go play beer pong with complete strangers and make a
Oh,
complete fool of
that could
yourself.
get a little unusual. All right, Matt. Well, that does it for this week's episode. You can visit us at edtechweeklyshow.com if you want links to the stories we've talked about today or look at old episodes. You can sign up for our weekly email to get the show notes delivered to your inbox. You can follow me on Twitter at 4TechTeachers. That's the number 4TechTeachers. I'm just going to give you links to stories and other cool edtech stuff that I think is going on. Of course, email the show. Talk to us, edtechweekly@gmail.com. Tell us what we're doing wrong. We know we're doing a lot wrong. If we're doing anything right, let us know. Send us story ideas or resources that you think would help other people who are in ed tech. Call and leave a voicemail if you want. We'd love to play it on the show. We haven't gotten one yet, but we're waiting for that first one. Matt's favorite number of all time. That's 305-92-TECH-2. Matt, do you have a did you do you want me to make a t-shirt for you with that number on it?
Well, no, I'd like for you to make a dog tag in case I get lost. Someone can call that number.
That's a great idea. We could get a hold of you that way. They would call, I'd find the voicemail, and it so far that would be the first one, and it'd be awesome. All right. Well,
We have
listen.
your Matt. He's been lost.
Your Matt has been lost. We have called your number, 305-92-TECH-2. Is this who are we talking to? Yes. Thank you. We'll promise to play that first voicemail, even if it is Matt being rescued on the next show. Of course, we will have to take out profanity, so don't put any of that in there.
I cannot rescue myself.
And while Reddit is still a thing, Matt, I see a lot of stuff in the news that scares me about Reddit, but don't forget edtechweekly.reddit.com. Post links there, resources, comment, talk with other people in the edtech community. I want that to be something that's secondary to the show where people can really go and share great resources and talk about them. I heard you snicker, Matt, about Reddit being done.
It's okay.
I'm just
You could
saying.
go to vote.co if you want.
There's a lot of changes. There's a lot of changes. The people are unhappy. I read it on the internets. They're unhappy.
They've been unhappy for like a year.
That's true. Good point. All
And the
right,
past
Matt.
month has been crazy.
Matt, the pressure's on. The people are waiting for your words of wisdom. You brought it last time with an unbelievable word, and it was rap, I believe. So what is our words of wisdom for this show, sir?
I don't have a word. I just want it to be known that I get dressed up for these podcasts, okay? And no one has complimented me on my wardrobe.
Matt, you look great, buddy.
Thanks, man.
We'll see you next time on EdTech Weekly.